Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. I am so excited. This is my second episode that I am producing on my own, and I already have callers waiting in queue. Please hold on. I will get to you in the order that you have called in. Don't go anywhere. I am so grateful for you calling in, and I can't wait to help you today. So, I am a psychic medium, channel healer, hypnotist, author, and TV show host. That's the quick version of it. The reason I'm here today is because I love helping people. This life that we are experiencing can sometimes be challenging, and we have questions about the next step to take or where to go or what to do next or is he the right guy. If you have questions, if you have something you would like to ask me, or if you'd like to connect with a loved one on the other side, the call-in number is 858-365-5593. Again, that's 858-365-5593. Now, just a little bit of information for you. This is really important. So I am doing holiday healing for everybody. Yes. On my Facebook page, if you go to Facebook and you connect with me or you Google holiday healing on Facebook, I will be doing a Facebook Live video of a holiday healing. All you need to do is sit back or lie back in your home, and I'll be doing a guided stress relief or a guided healing. Now, I'll be doing this on December 24th at 11 a.m. Central Time, 11 a.m. Central Time, noon Eastern. I will also be doing it on December 25th and January 1st. And the one on January 1st is going to be really amazing because it's going to be kicking off the new year with, you know, getting rid of the old and bringing in the new. So that one's going to be very amazing. So I have set up an event for the first one on December 24th. Sometime today I'm going to set up an event for the 25th and the 1st. But make sure you get on there and you click on those and you attend and you can get the notifications for them. So I also just want to say I have 5 books that I have authored and published, including Channeled Messages from Above, which is an amazing book that is just poems and messages from heaven. Just it's so profound and beautiful. And I did channel each and every one of those. And I am right now going to go to the first caller, 805. Are you there, 805?
I'm here, Tony. Hello. G. Hi, this is Donna. How are you?
I'm good, Donna. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. I'm in Hawaii. My brother treated me.
Oh, wonderful. So you are in Hawaii now. That's awesome. Well, Donna, how can I help you today?
Well, I wanted to know if finances would be getting better through a windfall, luck, or a little job, or And also if there's a man coming in for me, because I've been 7 years without a companion. It's kind of too long.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. First, Donna, I want to say there is some financial relief coming in, and I feel like that's going to be coming in. I'm actually hearing it might come in around March. So I want you to keep they're saying keep your options open, especially around March, and watch what happens. You're going to be pleasantly surprised is the statement that they're making, okay?
Oh.
So I would say March is going to be a very good month for you, and you
okay.
are going to have a lot of luck during that time. So whatever
good.
That means for you and your angels and guides and loved ones on the
yeah.
other side, I think March is going to be what they're calling a landmark month for some reason. Okay, sweetie?
Wow. Yeah, because
excellent.
I heard my mom on the other side say I was going to be rewarded, and I think that's what it is. I'm just waiting now. for when the reward's coming in. She's on the other side, and I heard her tell me that.
Well, I feel like she is absolutely correct, and I feel like you are going to be pleasantly surprised by this. And I feel like you're also going to, it might not be exactly the way you want it to look, but it will be good nonetheless. Okay.
Great. Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you, Donna, so much for calling in today. I'm so happy I was able to talk with you.
Me too. Thank you, Tony, and you have a very Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I want to thank you for listening to Messages from Above with Tony G. I also host two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. You can watch either of those on my website, tonyg.info, tonyg.info. Okay, I'm going to go directly to the next caller, 509. Hello, 509. How are you today? Hello? Well, let's go to the next caller. Okay, 708. Hello, 708.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm good. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Delphine, and I'm calling from Illinois. My question is, 2018 is around the corner, and I was wondering, what do you see for my current relationship? And I'm taking an exam January 2nd. What's the outcome you see for both of those for me?
Okay. So both things, as you're talking, I'm hearing good, good, good. Okay? So I want you to focus on. The first thing I hear is good, good, good. And what I want to say first, let's talk about this exam. They're saying don't choke, don't freeze up, don't get too nervous. Can I ask what the exam is for?
It's a licensed social work exam. I'm taking January 2nd.
Nice. Yeah, you're going to do well, okay? They're not saying you're going to, it's going to be this really, whatever, you're going to do very well with it. Don't worry about it. Don't stress. Don't choke up while you're taking it. You're going to do very, very well. Refresh your memory the night before. Everything will be very good. For some reason, they're saying don't stay up all night worrying. Get some good sleep the night before, okay?
And my current relationship.
Can I get his first name, please?
Guito, G-U-I-T-O.
Okay. Give me one quick second. You know, he can be a really good guy, but there are times when he's really, they're using the word persnickety, or kind of, he has some quirks in his personality. But you've learned to deal with that. And you don't mind that so much, but he does have a little bit of a commitment issue. He does. Have you noticed that about him? He has a bit of a commitment issue.
Well, not that. I just noticed that he likes to flirt a lot. I'm just wanting to know how does he feel about me, and do you see our relationship getting serious in 2018?
Okay, so I'm gonna say again. He does have a bit of a commitment issue. So what's serious for him and what's serious for you are two completely different things. He feels like it's okay for him to be a little bit of a philanderer. I'm not saying he's out there with somebody else. I'm saying that he's not looking at getting really serious anytime soon. He will stay with you at least until June of 2018, at least. It could go further depending on how much you're willing to compromise, okay?
Wow.
So one of the things I will say to you is if you're willing to put up with his flirting and letting his eyes wander and all of that, then it looks like this could last a little bit longer. However, if you are expecting him to change for you, it's going to end a little bit sooner. Does that make sense to you?
It does. So how does he feel about me? I mean, does he...
Well, he, of course, he cares about you. He's with you. But he is the type of person, this has nothing to do with you. He's just the type of person that is always going to be looking and always going to be putting it out there, so to say. He does care about you, but even sometimes when a guy cares about somebody, it doesn't mean they can keep it at home. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
I'm not saying that he's cheating. That's not what I'm saying. But I am saying he does really, he really, really likes options. He likes to, this is the best way to put it. He likes to keep his options open. That's what, and that fits right along with that having commitment issues. As long as you don't pressure him and you accept things exactly the way that they are, the two of you will stay together. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. And if I decide to end it with somebody that I want to, do you see a committed relationship coming for me?
Yes. Okay, so there is, okay, so let's just say that you end up single. Let's just say that it's your choice. I see that in May, somebody new is going to be stepping in. He is tall, dark, and handsome, and quite the gentleman, too. I see that he wears, they're showing me him in a suit. This means he has a professional career. He is a, he's professional. That's the type of work he does. That's why they, when they show a suit, that's what that means for me. So I want to tell you, this is what I'm going to tell you, whether you end it with this guy or not, the other guy is stepping in right around that May, June time. And you might be the one ending it, and you might be ending it for this other guy.
All right. So
you didn't expect
serious.
To hear that now, did you?
Yes, it's the real deal.
He is a gentleman's gentleman. The new guy is a gentleman's gentleman. He's very serious about love and relationships, and he is a gentleman's gentleman. He knows how to treat people. He can. He's very nice. And his ego is in check. So, yeah, it's a good deal. He's a good deal, the guy coming in right around May. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome. You have an absolutely amazing rest of the day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, we are going to go to 251. I'm connecting with 251 right now. Hello, 251. How are you?
Fine. Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so grateful you called in. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. Feeling somewhat sleepy. It feels like the energy for the last few days has been sleepy to me.
Yeah, it is. Where do you live, love?
I live in Alabama on the Gulf Coast.
So, yeah, it's something, I'm not an astrologer. I don't know a lot about astrology, but I do know from reading my own horoscope that a lot of planets are moving right now in the universe. For example, Saturn is moving from one house to the next, and it stays in a house for approximately 3 years. So that is really shaking everybody up. It's really shaking everybody up. So I completely understand. So, sweetie, do you have a question that you would like to ask me?
Yes. Can you give me a little bit of insight in the way of career? I guess it would be career, business, or finance, kind of that area together.
Okay. So can you make that a more direct question? Are you looking for what exactly do you want to know?
Okay. I'm self-employed, and I'm just looking I'm looking to see, like, when there is going to be, like, an increase in what I'm doing. Like, for the energy I'm putting out, bringing in energy back in.
I gotcha. I gotcha, sweetie. I need to ask you two questions. What do you do? What are you self-employed in?
Energy work, and I create a passive income through doing like a clothing line and mojos.
Okay, love it. Okay, so the first thing that I want you to do, so yes, okay, so December, are you ready? They love, 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 love giving business advice. So I hope you have a pen and paper ready. If you don't, you need to re-listen to this show with a pen and paper. The first thing you need to do is create you need to create a really nice Christmas gift certificate, gift certificate that people can give to themselves and others. Now, a lot of times we don't want to cut our price, so instead we add something on. So if, let's say if somebody gets a 30-minute healing session, you can add on a 10 or 15 minutes free at the end of that. So they want you to do that, and they want you to make sure you are really being visible online. So make sure that you have that website, make sure you have all the right keywords, and make sure you're doing videos. Get some of your, we have our clients that will do anything for us, be in a video with us that we can put online, give video testimonials, and they're saying you need to get on that because you view this as sacred, and it is, but it can't be so sacred that no one can find it. Right? You have to be willing to put a little bit of boasting by others out there for you. Through the month of December, especially later in December, you're going to pick up a little bit. And then in January, they want you to create slogans for your healing work. They want you to create very good, catchy phrases like January financial healing in January, or this healing for this, or that healing for this, okay? So that people have a reason to do that. And then they're telling you once March hits, you should be on the rise with everything, okay? So it's just getting through that January, February time. And they're asking you this clothing line to be more expansive with it. Out of the box, and be willing to partake in all of the events, because you've kind of been holding off a little bit with some of it. You've been pulling back with everything a little bit, like it's your, how do I say this? Like you're not fully engaged. You're not putting it out there as much as you could. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's what they're asking you to do, and they're saying that in March it's going to pick up, and you could do a lot by having like a group setting thing too for your healing work. So make sure you have your group, get some good ideas for some group things, and bring that together too, okay?
Perfect.
Excellent. Thank you so much for calling in today. I'm really grateful that I was able to talk to you. I really am. And I hope that you have an amazing holiday season.
Oh, thank you so much. God bless you. I appreciate you delivering that message for me today. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome. And you have an amazing rest of the day.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to Messages from Above with Tony G. We are going to go directly to the next caller, who is 229. We're going to go to 229 now. Hello, 229.
Hi, Tony. I'm grateful to get through. And I love your show.
Thank you so much. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Debbie, and I'm living in Florida.
Hi, Debbie. It's wonderful to hear from you today. Thank you so much for calling in. How can I help you, Debbie?
Absolutely. My pleasure. Well, you just validated some of what I wanted to know with the last caller. Yes, it does. So I am curious what you see for the future with this man I'm involved with, and his name is Sean.
Okay. How long have you and Sean been together? Because I'm getting a six.
We've known each other now for 12 and a half years. We were together for 8 years, and we've been apart for 2.5, almost 3, and we started seeing each other like 3 months ago again.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to tell you. And some of this you're very well aware of, and it's okay no matter what your choices are. Okay. He, and I'm going to try to be delicate as I state some of these things, but I'm going to make some statements, and I need to make sure I'm tapping into the right person here and the right energy. Does he have somewhat of a temper sometimes?
No.
Okay. So that's somebody else, maybe another caller. Thing, because I'm getting there's somebody with a wicked temper. So we'll I'm going to guess that is for the next caller. And his name is Sean, right? You said Sean?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay.
S-H-A-W-N.
Okay. Does he have a little bit of a belly?
Yeah. Right now,
okay.
He sure does.
Okay, I'm seeing him, and I closed my eyes, and I asked to see him to make sure that I'm seeing the right person and tapping into the right energy. Okay, within the 6 month mark of the two of you being back together, you are going to get some very good or some very important news about your situation with him. Okay, it's good. Don't panic. It's good. He is going to profess or proclaim it's almost like he's going to profess his love for you in a certain way is what I'm seeing. He has made some mistakes and he does regret them. He's not sure that he can live up to or be the person that he's expected to be all the time. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, now you're tapping into the right guy.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that confirmation. Yeah, he's not sure that
absolutely.
He can always live up to what, not only what you want for him, but who you want him to be, but who everybody else expects him to be also. He has a really, he's very insecure. He has a lot of doubt and he feels like he's always, like he can't do anything right. Okay. He feels like he can't do anything right. And here's what I'm going to tell you. I do this amazing healing work that can clear that from him. If you're ever interested, he doesn't even, you know, you can be the conduit for the clearing of getting. And this guy, sweetie, this goes back to his childhood since he was 5 years old. He's been completely reprimanded all the time. And he actually heard that statement that it's going to make me cry. You can't do anything right, or can't you do anything right? A lot as a child. And I'm so sorry, sweetie. This one is getting to me. That plays again and again in his head that he is, you know, never going to live up to it, never going to be able to fulfill or never do anything right. So I'm going to strongly recommend that you and he listen to my holiday healings. They will be free and on Facebook and easy to access, but also that you consider some healing work for him and with him. Now, as far as your relationship goes with him, it's good, but, you know, it's sometimes it's difficult to be with a person who is this insecure. And he is trying, but it's almost like sometimes he sabotages himself and sabotages his relationships because he knows or he feels like he's not going to be able to win, it's not going to go right, and he is not going to be able to be the person. So he just makes it fail. The best thing I can say for you is, go to my website, tonig.info, and look at the healing work, and then give me a call, and let's work on this for him, because you two could have a really amazing relationship. All he needs is a little bit more self-esteem and to know that he can succeed, because he sabotages work, he sabotages relationships, he sabotages everything because he doesn't feel, he knows the end is coming, or he thinks the end is coming, so he just sabotages it.
He hasn't always been like this. It's just because of the things that have happened in the last 3 years.
Okay. Well, it's important that this gets fixed or healed in him. And I do feel like there is a childhood connection to this. But what I'm going to say is where it comes from isn't as important as letting it go. Does that make sense to you?
So absolutely.
So I hope that you consider, I really do hope that you consider helping him clear this. That would be the best thing that you could do for him, okay?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Do you feel like he's going to move down here with me within the next 6 months?
Here's what I'll tell you. When you said, do you feel like he's going to move down here with me, I heard a yes. When you said within the next 6 months, I heard, so if I ask when, I feel like it, let me just double check this. It might be a little bit more than 6 months. Yeah, it's definitely going to be a little bit more than 6 months. I feel like it's just going to be a little bit, it could be July, August, which is right past that 6 month line. But you have to hold him accountable during that time. You have to really hold him accountable. Otherwise, it might not happen.
Yeah.
Okay? You really need to make the plan and see the work he's doing on his end for this plan. Okay? He has some things he needs to end where he is, like he needs to tie some things up where he is before that transition can be made. But you already know what those things are, don't you?
Yep, I do.
Okay, good. And he is going back and forth in his head, and he is trying to tie up those, he's trying to tie up those ends, and he is trying to move on from that and get back to you. It just will be July, August before this happens rather than June. Okay, love?
Yes, thank you so much, Tony. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
I'm grateful that I was led to you today.
Oh, thank you, and I hope you have an amazing holidays.
Oh, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You are listening to Messages from Above. I have about 20 seconds left. If you did not get through today, I want to apologize. Please call in next week. I will definitely do my best to get through to you next week. You've been listening to Messages from Above with Tony G. I will be here next Monday at noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Have an absolutely amazing week.